the 22nd head coach at Michigan Tech, Joe Schoen.
The Huskies got a 2-1. Bring it up across the line. Ian Smith looking in front. Sasha just scores! You see it! Put it in!
I am a Uper.
They'll flip it up for Reitmeier. He holds it in. Here comes Grayson Reitmeier. He'll shoot! Scores!
I love UP.
Oh, what a play by Michigan Tech!
And my heart is hit.
Save it for Misiak. Misiak wrap around attempt. Break to the front of the goal. It's behind him! Scores! Gets him in!
Go Huskies.
This is the Joe Schoen Hour on the home of the Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ. Brought to you by Pisani Company Distributing, Edward Jones Financial Advisor John Nelson in Houghton, the Turvo Agency in Hancock, Coca-Cola of Hancock, the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images, Bucko's Party Store in Calumet, and Peterlin Distributing of Calumet. Now with the head coach of the Michigan Tech Hockey Huskies, Joe Schoen, here is your host, Dirk Hembroff.
Yay, that's me. And, yeah, we are excited, folks. Boy, we are excited because the Huskies are home, and they're staying home for a week anyway. They'll be at the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena Friday and Saturday night. Big series in the WCHA against rival Bowling Green State University, a team that the Huskies split with before. I really want to appreciate Coach and Trenton for coming in here because the guys, the team just got back pretty late last night, real late, but everybody's a little bit beat after a long trip like that, and we really appreciate you guys taking the time here today. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. I'm going to apologize right off the bat. I'm going to be coughing for sure. Since Thanksgiving, this thing's been working me, so we'll do the best we can.
Oh, we appreciate it, you coming in. Before we get to Trenton in a little while here, Coach, congratulations on a great trip. I mean, obviously you want to take 4 out of 4, but with the teams that we were playing, to come away with 3 wins, I just think it was a good trip.
It was a great trip. The guys played extremely hard. We showed a lot of resiliency. And excuse me, we were behind every game, I think. Maybe, no, we didn't. The last game behind at all in the third, but every other game we were behind in the third. And twice we battled back and won. Once we got back within a goal. So, our team is, we have a great group of guys, great character within the room, great leadership. And so it's, it's really good to see. And what I really admire about our group is how they come together when the going gets tough. That's a sign. We might get a little individualistic at times prior to that, but when we need to be tight, we seem to be able to find a way to get together as a group and make things happen. And that's a great, great sign for a team.
Coach, it really, genuinely appears to be a team right now that is getting better every single day. Do you agree?
I think they've been like that the entire year. We at the beginning of the year, we had trouble scoring a bit. Now we still don't fill the net, but we're getting a 3-4-4 a night, it seems, for the most part. So we're getting good production from everybody. But I think we've been that way since we reported here. It's been great. Again, I think it's a big part of reestablishing our culture. I think we did a good job at that, and that's the veteran guys coming back from the sophomores on up through the seniors that we have. They've all done a great job and acclimated our young guys and really reestablished the strong culture here that we've had in the past.
Let's go back to the Great Lakes Invitational if we can. Obviously, this is always a big tournament for Michigan Tech as we host it, and it's just so many alumni, so many people with the spotlight on Michigan Tech really on that weekend. And to play well there and to win the championship is always such a real big thing.
Yeah, it was the first time I've done it. We've been there. This is my 6th time there. I think it was Tyler Schlass' 12th, and he'd never won it. And I heard somebody said that it was only the 2nd time since John McGinnis was here that Tech has won it. And the other time, I think it was 2012 or something like that when Mel was here. So it's a big deal. You keep working it. You keep going after it. I know I got asked in the interview there, do you think with all the times you've been there, are you still learning on how to win this thing? And, my answer was, I guess if you won it, if we had won it 4 straight times, we'd be saying, well, we know how to do it. But other than that, it's a new group all the time. It's a new team. You're playing different teams. It's just who's playing well at that time. And we've been pretty consistent all year long against everybody we've played. So I think we have 13, 14 one-goal games. We're winning a lot of those now. So It was a good tournament. It was a lot of fun. It was enjoyable. It was a great atmosphere. The crowds were fantastic, as they are, as they always are, and we obviously really enjoyed it.
What can you say about the third period, Coach? Why, any rhyme or reason why we are playing so well in the third period and maybe taking a little bit of time to get going in the first and second?
I think I kind of just touched on that. It's just a matter of guys wanting to have success, and you know, when you're immature, you try to have success. You know, you try to do things individually. You know, that's part of being young. You know, you try to do things individually. And as you get older and you get more mature, get more experience, you realize that you need others to succeed, and you have to pull tight as a group. And you're better as a group than you are individually. And I think our guys have that, you know, that ability to do that. They get, you know, some of the plays. You look at that last play, Blister's right here next to us. Mm-hmm. You know, 2 minutes left in the game. That three-way passing play we made was just absolutely beautiful, setting up Pietla, you know, for an open net for the winning goal against Arizona State. You know, the guys come together. And that's, you know, that's not coaching. That's not coaching. There's no big adjustments being made or anything like that. It's a group of players that want to have success and realize to have it, you have to rely on each other. And there's internal accountability now built in with these guys. You know, the players are kind of going, you know, we're just making adjustments and trying to continue to teach guys individually, but the team is going a lot on its own, and that's the way you want it to be.
I guess I didn't word my question right. I know you had explained the maturity level, but from in a single game, why is it sometimes taking it that to not really rear its head until the third period?
Yeah, I think I must not be explaining it right. They come together.
Okay.
You know what I mean? They come together collectively. They it's nothing. We're not doing anything coaching-wise magically going in saying, let's try this. You know, like all of a sudden we figure it out. The players are figuring it out. And that's what we get to, you know, that when we come here, what I always say is you give a guy a fish, you feed him for a day. You teach him to fish, you feed him for a lifetime. Mm-hmm. These guys are, you know, they're learning. Brooksy laughs at me about it, and he says, they're fishermen. You know, they're starting to, you know, they're learning the game. They're figuring guys out. I've complimented them continuously over, you know, as we've grown as a team, that they're figuring things out. They figure the opposition. They know within how we play, what you can do, what you can't do. And they ad lib. They make the plays and you know, they talk it out. Every line does it differently. Some lines are north-south. Some lines play more east-west. Some lines get the D more involved. Some lines try to take them down low and use their power. The guys are figuring it out. They've learned the hockey game and how to play, and it's gonna be fun to watch them in their careers as they go on.
Well, let's take a listen to a couple of the goals. Let's start with the Michigan State game against the Spartans there, as they were kind of the favorite going in, as they were maybe the higher-ranked team out of anybody going into the tournament. And the Huskies were down 1-0, tied at 1-1, were down 2-1, and then 3 straight in the third period.
Inside the Michigan Tech zone, wrapped all the way around, and Paratina's going to get a chance to push this out, and does. And now a shorthanded opportunity for the Huskies. Coming across now is Paratina. Shot. Score! Oh, my goodness! Swipes it back to the point. Huskies with control. Hallinen drives to the front of the goal. A bouncing puck. Still has it on his stick. But then again, this is goal for the shot. Score! Eric Goetz! Go ahead, goal! 3-2 Huskies! 18 seconds remaining. Face-off down. Extra attacker on. Empty net to our left. Draw controlled by the Spartans back up top. They'll send it to the goal. Loose puck is there. Huskies intercept. They will get the clear. All the way down. Scores! Empty net goal. The Huskies are going to win it. And they're headed to the championship game for the fifth straight season.
Well, just a great third period. So much poised by everybody that was involved there, it looked like.
Yeah, that goal by Paratino was really good, because earlier in the game we were having a little bit of trouble on zone entry. He made a great read, and that was really, I think it was Blister, actually. Was it you that pushed that down? Yeah, Blister made a great job pressuring the zone entry on the penalty kill there. He forced the rim, didn't allow them to come, you know, bring the puck back up top. Forced the rim, and Tommy anticipated it and chipped it by, and then went down the ice and won a battle. And very similar to the the play that he set up against Arizona State, the goal along the wall. But this one was shorthanded. Blisser actually was the guy that made that play by forcing the rim, and then Tommy made a great read on it, and something that Michigan State was having success against us, and those guys, again, figured it out and figured out how they could spring one and did a good job for us. That was a big goal.
It was, and then the empty netter by Smitty was what sealed the deal, and the Huskies head to the championship game. And it's amazing how similar these two games are, as the Huskies went on to take on the Wolverines in the championship game of the Great Lakes Invitational on New Year's Eve, and once again found themselves down 1-0, tied 1-1, 2-1, 2-2, and then had three goals in the third period again.
Well, reverse flow now, and Michigan Tech will bring it up to center ice. Huskies over for Bliss. Nice give and go there. Panel across the line. Quick shot. Score! It ricocheted off the defenseman, and he buried it past goaltender man. We have a tie game, 2-2. Able to take them out of the play, and it gets back out to center ice. Huskies get it back at their own blue line now with Keegan Ford looking. Eric Goetz, his partner, now with it. Gets the red line, moves it up. Huskies trying to get it deep. Couldn't do it. Knocked down by Misiak. He's trying to find it. Misiak pass. Here's our shot. Score! It's Pianola with the go-ahead goal. And the hat trick! Logan Pianola did it again! 4:20 left to go in the third period. The Huskies have their first lead of the game. Here we go. Another faceoff. 14.8 left. Huskies trying to hold on here. They win the faceoff and bring it up. Pressman bringing it up. Cross will shoot it in. It scores! Oh, yeah! The Huskies are going to win it! 8.5 remaining. They are up by two on an empty net goal, and the Huskies are going on the Michigan Tech bench right now.
I was just watching the bench there after that goal, and it was just the whole bench. Every guy was just jumping up and down. It was pretty surreal, pretty cool.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Good, very, very, very good effort in that game. Michigan came out hard, played hard, and then as the game went on, we got better and better. We got the goaltending early that we needed for sure from Jurisic. He had a great first period. I think they had 19 shots on us, something like that, in the first period. We got it going as the game went on and did a good job. It's, you know, you look at, as a coach, there's certain things you watch for, and one of the big things you watch for is guys that perform when they need to perform. You know, that's where you're really judging guys, because many players play well against, you know, in calm environments. We talk about that, but in environments where you need to perform, that's where you're really looking for players. Those are the ones that have a chance of, you know, and really, that's what you're, when you're making decisions down the road in critical games, who do you go with? You know what I mean? Do you go with, does this guy show up? Doesn't he show up? And we had a lot of guys show up in that game, and it was nice to see Logan. Again, that line's been very good for us with Tommy and with Trenton. Those guys have been very, very good for us, and we've been getting some pretty good depth, but it's good to see him step up. Some of the guys that stepped up and played pretty well was really important to us.
Logan gets the hat trick in that game. The Huskies get the win 4-2 over the Wolverines and win the 55th annual Great Lakes Invitational. We do have Trenton Bliss with us. We are going to talk with him about his thoughts on everything Michigan Tech hockey and how great he is playing right now on that line as well. It's all part of the Joe Schaan Hour. If you got a question for Joe, email it to us, dj@themix93.com. The Joe Schaan Hour continues right after these.
Have you wanted to speak a new language, but you thought it'd be too hard or take too much time? Then go to Babbel.com, download the app, and try it for free. In just 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. And right now, you can try Babbel for free. Babbel starts out teaching you words and phrases by matching them with pictures. You won't believe how easy the interactive program is. Soon the sentences get a little bigger, and before you know it, you're having simulated conversations voiced by native speakers. And because Babbel is crafted by language experts and uses the spaced repetition method, in just 10 to 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking the language of your choice with real confidence. With Babbel, you can speak a language. Just go to Babbel.com and start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com and try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Do you hear that Coors Light being poured? It's the perfect temperature. How can I tell just based on the sound? I can't. But I can see that the mountain on the can is blue. And when the mountain is blue, your Coors Light is perfectly cold. Coors Light is cold lagered for a crisper taste, cold filtered for brightness and clarity, and cold packaged for peak refreshment. Doesn't that sound good? 2019 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
This is Bob Franti of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. If something were to happen to you today, would your family be left with a financial burden to cover your debts and final expenses? Would they be able to maintain their same lifestyle without you? No matter your age and situation, there is an auto owner's life insurance policy to meet your unique needs. And an auto owner's life policy is likely more affordable than you think. Stop in at the Turvo Agency in Hancock and see how a life insurance policy from auto owners can provide the protection your family needs and deserves. Think life.
Huskies working it back up top. Donahue sends it over for Bliss. Bliss fakes the shot. Donahue with it now. Over to the right side. Hopped over the stick there of Sirbitsky. And now controlled back up top. Bliss now on the left side. Bliss stick handling. Gets it down low. In front again. Chance for the Huskies. Right out in front. Bliss scores! Trenton Bliss just had it. Back to pick it up will be Donahue. Donahue comes up with speed now. He sends it up now across for Bliss. Trenton Bliss walking in. Shot! Scores! Oh, Trenton Bliss just fired a snapshot at the top of the circle on the left side. And the Huskies are in the lead for the first time this weekend. 1-0 on a power play goal.
Well, he's tied for the lead in points with Alec Brentsman. He's got 16 now. 9 goals, 7 assists for Trenton Bliss. And he's in our studio today. Trenton, thanks for coming in, man. We appreciate it. Nice to have you here, Hayden. So talk a little bit about those two goals. The first one was, I know you were joking about it a little bit after the game, how it just ended up barely getting over the line there, but you were in a great position right there. And then the goal against Arizona State on Sunday, that was just a great snapshot.
Yeah. I mean, I remember talking to you about the first goal kind of after before the Michigan game, but that was just, you know, really good puck movement out of our power play. I mean, Donnie was really controlling it, kind of being the quarterback on that, and then Goetze was having a really good GLI and really good on the power play, just really good poise, and was able to kind of just throw something on net. And, you know, me and Brian were just in front, and, you know, we were just lucky enough to one of us get a whack in it and just kind of trickle in. And then against Arizona State, you know, we knew Coach was saying they were going to bring a lot of pressure, so we were just trying to get it with speed, move it up quick, and try to get some on the rush. Maybe we can get a 3-on-2. And, you know, I kind of just saw a lane open and just tried to get one on net, and luckily enough, it went in.
I mean, what a great line with you, Logan, and Tommy, as Coach was alluding to earlier. And it's got to be great being on that wing over there, knowing that things are going to happen every game.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, we've been playing together for a while now, and it seems to be clicking. You know, I've telling Logs, just keep going. I think, you know, he was kind of, you know, struggling to find the back of the net. I think that GLI championship, you know, really helps. You know, you get that one off and you get the monkey off your back and you're just able to keep going. And, you know, these past four games, he's just been excellent for us, especially in the D zone. I think, you know, I tell him every game, play hard, you know, and, you know, he's been doing that for us. And then Tom's just working incredibly hard. You know, I think that game-winning goal, that's all him. I mean, he won two battles, one at the blue line and then one, you know, in our zone to get the puck, and then made a beautiful pass to me. And then I was just able to, you know, find Logs, and he was able to get it.
This is your sophomore season. We saw some of the great things that were to come last year, but you seem so much more comfortable in your skates this year compared to last year. Can you talk a little bit about the transition from your freshman year to where you are at now?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's always hard, you know, coming into a new environment, you know, that you're not comfortable in, meeting new guys, you know, having to go through school again. You know, you got to find that balance, and, you know, being able to come in this year, spending all the summer with Tyler, and, you know, being able to put in the work that I needed to be prepared for the season. I think, you know, just knowing that I needed to be more confident to play like I know how I can play, like I did in Green Bay. So I think this year it's just been, you know, a lot better from that perspective. And, you know, I think from a team-wise too, you know, you have great leaders like, you know, Ray and Schmitty to kind of, you know, settle you back and, you know, kind of get the best out of you. And same with coaches. So, I think, you know, it's been a really great season.
Trenton Bliss is with us, sophomore forward for the Michigan Tech Huskies, tied for the lead in points right now. And talk a little bit about your time playing for Tapper and at Green Bay there, and obviously close to home. It had to be pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, it was an unreal experience. Obviously, you know, first year was kind of tough, just kind of learning how to, you know, play what junior hockey's about. And you know, kind of being in and out of the lineup, but, you know, Coach Mick was always very supportive, and, you know, I think he always believed, and I just needed that year to kind of get adjusted, and then, you know, second year I was able to, you know, kind of expand and have a bigger role on the team, and was fortunate enough to be an assistant captain, and I know it was really special for me playing for the Junior Gamblers. Like, I always looked up to guys like, I mean, like C.J. Ike from Appleton, and played at Tech.
I looked down to him. Kidding, C.J.
But, you know, and those type of guys, and, you know, it was just really special for me and my family, and, you know, I couldn't thank Coach Mick enough for giving me the opportunity.
Coach, from a coaching standpoint, what are the biggest differences from Trenton as a freshman to Trenton as a sophomore?
I think he hit it perfectly. He had a good summer of conditioning. Tyler, he worked very hard. Tyler worked hard with him, transformed himself in a lot of ways, and he's always had the talent. You know, part of you put in all that work and you have expectations. It's a lot harder to quit when you work as hard as he did over the summer. It's a lot harder to give up. You're going to stick with it much more when you're prepared. And he certainly prepared himself, and he's got a great brain, great vision, great offensive skill. What we notice about Blisser is when, when he's going really well, he looks a lot to us as a staff, Tyler and I, like Brett Baltus. Shoulders are forward, a little bit of a forward lean, skates like him. So it's kind of, you can tell a little bit, we can tell a little bit when he's going to have a good one, because he's like that and not as upright. And I like that. I like when he's on the charge, because he's a powerful kid that just needs, all he needs to do is get a half a body position on a defender. And when he can get that shot off, he's accurate with it. And he's got it dialed in pretty good.
Trenton, talk a little bit about how much you knew about Michigan Tech, really, but prior to you coming up here and being a big part of this team.
Yeah, I mean, obviously being really close with the Watsons and kind of, you know, following Cliff, you know, him being the first one, you know, I wasn't, didn't know too much about it, but I knew enough where, you know, I knew that, you know, it was a prestigious, you know, university with, you know, getting to the tournament so many times and, you know, being really good for academics. And this was actually kind of one of my last visits that I took. And, you know, it's kind of weird. You go from these different places and then you kind of come here, and it's got its own different feel and different vibe. And, you know, just the atmosphere around the hockey is to think it's, you know, it's special, and it's really why this place, you know, people want to come here and people want to play here. So that was really the biggest thing for me.
I love hearing that stuff about how he, you know, he was aware of the fact that we were in the tournament, and how people, you know, we say that a lot, you know, it makes a big difference for recruiting, but we often don't hear it firsthand like that, but it really, really does, doesn't it?
Yeah, these guys are, yeah, it does. It means a big deal. It sets a tempo for the program. They want to be successful. These guys want to be pros. You know, that's what they want. They want to play in the National Hockey League. That's what their dream is. And, you know, it's, I know Luker and I talk about that often, that there's a little difference between maybe some of the way that some of our athletes might look at things and some of the way that some of the other athletes on campus might look at things, because academics are huge, but athletics are huge to our guys as well, in the sense that they're trying to make a career out of it, where many other athletes, track and things like that, the opportunities aren't as great, I guess is the best way to put it. Our guys have that goal coming in, so they want to position themselves the best they can, and it's great when the more exposure you get, you know, it gives them that opportunity.
So, Trenton, who are your NHL heroes growing up?
I mean, I was always a big Joe Pavelski fan, you know, just kind of Wisconsin guy. I was, you know, a big Wisconsin Badger fan growing up, and then, you know, kind of seeing Joe Pavelski just kind of, you know, be kind of that sleeper his whole career, late round pick, and then, you know, being able to, he just played his 1,000th game in the NHL, just being able to find ways to be successful. You know, he wasn't always the, you know, the most talented guy on a team or the fastest guy on the team, but he just was able to get the job done always, and so that's who I kind of looked up to.
We're expecting that you're going to have a long hockey career, but you are an exercise science major, is that right? Or is that?
I'm kind of figuring it out.
Okay.
We're probably changing to finance.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Good. So you think that might be the where you're going to want to do it once your hockey is all over, hopefully a long, long, long time from now?
Yeah, I mean, I've had a, so I started in exercise science, and then it's kind of just been a feeling out process, you know, not being in school for 2 years, you kind of, you know,
yeah.
It's hard to figure out what you want to do, and, you know, for me, taking some of these business classes here, and just kind of, I feel like that's where I've had my most, you know, interest in, and just, I mean, yeah, that seems like a good fit.
Trenton Bliss is with us, forward for the Huskies, who's been scoring a lot, and his line's been playing really great, and, you know, just, I guess, talk about the second half of the season now coming up. We've finished all of our non-conference games. We're halfway through the WCHA schedule, and it just looks like it's going to be a grind every weekend. Mm-hmm. Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, we kind of got away with, you know, from the dub show for a little bit, but now it's time to, you know, kind of focus in back on that. And, you know, that's one of our goals in the beginning of the year, is to be a top four team in our conference so we can get that home playoff game. And I know a lot of the guys on this team, maybe just the senior class, hasn't played a home playoff game at the MAC. So, I mean, it's really important to us, and we want to give back to this fan base. So I think we got to keep working hard every day, and so we can make that goal a reality.
Tell us a little bit about your family, brother, and right,
yeah,
mom and dad.
So I got a brother. He lives out in Denver. He's actually a doctor out there.
Wow.
So it'll be like his second year, kind of fully done with residency and stuff like that.
And how much older is he than you?
He's 10 years, basically.
Oh, okay.
So,
cool.
Yeah. And then it's just my mom. She's in Appleton, so she's able, it's really nice being close to home. That was also a big thing about Tech was, you know, for her to be able to come to some of the games, and she's been so supportive, you know, throughout my career, and, you know, I couldn't ask for, you know, anything more.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty awesome. Well, Trenton, we'll let you go. We appreciate you coming in here today, because I know it's quite a quick turnaround after a 10-day trip on the road, but we're having a blast watching you right now. Really are having a lot of fun watching you. Every game you're out there, and I just, when you get the puck, I just know something's going to happen. It's, and when you're playing with the two guys that you're playing with right now, it just seems things are happening big time. So we wish you the best of luck in everything, more immediately, we hope that we get a couple of wins this weekend.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Dirk.
Thank you very much. Trenton Bliss, ladies and gentlemen, from the Michigan Tech hockey team. We'll take a break. Be back with more of the Joe Schaan Hour right after this on Mix 93 WKMJ.
These are the Coca-Cola polar bears. And I'm their translator. They said, happy holidays. Oh, they got a few ice cold bottles of Coca-Cola. They like to make a toast. Sorry, I mean delicious, refreshing ice cold bottles of Coca-Cola. And that's just them drinking it, not a translation. They're not saying anything. Enjoy the holidays. Enjoy Coca-Cola.
The holidays just wouldn't be the same without an ice-cold Coca-Cola. The delicious taste reminds you of all the magic of the season. Whether it's enjoying time with the family or going to the holiday party, Coca-Cola is the perfect pair for all your holiday festivities. Share the magic this season with an ice-cold Coca-Cola, Coke Zero Sugar, or the limited edition Coca-Cola Cinnamon. Enjoy the holidays. Enjoy Coca-Cola.
Hey there, Husky fans. This is Sully from the Campus Store. The Michigan Tech Campus Store is located in the Memorial Union Building on the Michigan Tech campus. And University Images is located in the Student Development Complex at the top of McGinnis Drive. They are your official headquarters for all your favorite Michigan Tech apparel and souvenirs. Plus, you can ship your packages directly from either store for out-of-town friends and family. Stop by the Michigan Tech Campus Store and University Images, where the public is always welcome. Or shop online at bookstore.mtu.edu for all your Michigan Tech Huskies apparel and souvenirs.
Honest conversations mean sharing what you need to hear, not just what you want to hear. At times, investing can seem difficult and emotional. Throughout it all, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor is your advocate for the long term with your best interests in mind. That's why we take the time to listen and understand what's important to you. Honest Conversations. It's another way Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Contact me, John Nelson, your local financial advisor, at 482-8680. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
It will come out to the line. It is held in by a diving Maniscalco. Play to the front of the Husky net, right to the side of the goal. And now Paratino will try to push it out, and will. Huskies racing for the loose puck. Maniscalco doing a good job to pick it up, but here's Paratino to the front of the goal. There's a shot to the front. Scores! Oh, Piano with the goal! On a great feed by Bliss! And the Huskies take the lead 3-2 with 2:05 left to go in the third period.
period.
Well, yeah, a lot of pretty goals while the Huskies were away, but that certainly was up towards the top, if not the top one, at that Trenton, who was just here, talked about. And Pietl is on a roll right now, Coach. He's got four goals in the last three games for Michigan Tech, including that hat trick, of course, against the Michigan Wolverines at the GLI. But that goal was the game winner on Sunday against a very good Arizona State team.
Yeah, we have a lot of guys contributing offensively now. Smitty's getting hot, putting some points up. You know, Botts has been getting, he's been pretty consistent with it. Obviously, you just talked about the line. Pietl's line is doing a great job for us. So we have a lot of balance. But I'll tell you one thing. The other day, excuse me, on Sunday's game, we had, we moved Ray to center. And, on a line and because I thought Jake Crespi's been playing well for us, and we didn't play him the championship game at the GLI because we really wanted, to focus on structure. We wanted to make it, because I thought if we didn't, we needed to get as much structure as we could, because if we didn't, the transition of Michigan was much like the transition of Arizona State. That's their game. They transition well. They can create plays in the offensive zone well. So if you're sitting back trying to figure it out, and watch it and not now anticipating, you can get caught pretty quick for some opportunities, for some scoring chances. Well, we stuck with that same philosophy in the first game at Arizona. The second game, I wanted to get Jake back in there, and we did. But I didn't want to take Ray out. Ray was giving us a lot of spark, a lot of energy. Did a good job. Pogge's, you know, pretty vital to our penalty kill. And, Ray played center. And that second time now we used Moss up in Fairbanks up there, and I thought he did an absolutely incredible job. I thought that line, we have, you know, we're playing four games in a very short, you know, short amount of time for college standards. And, you know, we needed to use all four lines in that game Sunday against Arizona State, and we were able to right through the game, right through to the very end. So, I thought that was a big deal. I thought that that line played extremely well. So we're getting contributions from everybody. Goetze's stepping up on defense, doing a great job. The entire defensive corps is doing a good job. So, and goaltending's been good. So it's been a good run.
So we split with Bowling Green, down there earlier on in the season. Two pretty good games. What do you remember about that series, Coach, and how can we apply to what we need to this Friday and Saturday night against a team that's going to be really hungry right now?
Yeah, they've lost four straight. They're extremely well coached. We know that. A lot of talent, high compete level. Whenever they're challenged in regards like this, they resort to their compete level. That's what they'll challenge within their team, is winning their battles and doing their things. They had a tough go the last game against Northern Michigan, 2-goal lead with just like a minute and 2 seconds left in the game, and Northern scored twice and then scored in overtime to beat them. They played well against Northern, 40 shots, 80 on the weekend, roughly 77, something like that, on the weekend. So, we know they're dynamic. We know their power play is very good. We know they have skill with Cruz and Barber's having a great year. There are a lot of guys having very big years for them. So, Rahauser's always good on defense. He's an All-American caliber player. So, it'll be a good battle. It'll be a good test for us. You know, again, we're short turnaround. We're just going to get the cobwebs out today after a travel day yesterday. So we're really going to have 2 days of prep to get us over the hump. We have played them before, so that should go a little bit quicker, but, it's, you know, I like to play games. The guys like to play games. So, there comes a point in the year where you know, games are good. You know, I so many people before worry about, like 2 years ago, we're in doing that playoff run and we're traveling to Bemidji first and then coming back, then traveling to Mankato, then coming back and having to go right away to Northern Michigan and all in the playoffs. And we, you know, we won every one and won the playoff championship. Guys want to play games. And, if they're good at it, and if you have good balance, and if you can play all your guys, I feel we have, I like it, so it's good. So I feel we'll be ready to go.
Let's get to a couple of the questions to get these started. Again, you can still get your question in by emailing it to us, dj@themix93.com. This listener, Coach, says, first of all, Coach, congratulations. The GLI Championship game showed the most well-coached Huskies team this listener has probably ever seen, along with a good candidate for Coach of the Year. Well, that's nice.
Wow.
The players all seem to be playing for each other, with a lot of confidence and having a great time. They also didn't take
even a single penalty in that championship game. What's the difference in the culture or the coaching strategy of this team from past years?
In culture, there's a big difference, and that was our primary focus for this year. We talked about it so many times. I mean, a year ago at this time, people are all over me. You know what I mean? And I wanted the message to be loud and clear that we had to have culture. We had to be playing for the crest on the front, not the name on the back. And again, I love the group last year, but we fought the culture part of it. This year, you know, with the focus of that, with the leadership we've gotten in that regards, that's been the primary difference. The guys have taken it upon themselves to, you know, to do the things. I think the message got sent through clearly. The message was received, and the guys have made, they want to make sure that we learned from last year. So, I think that's a big deal. It's not, we didn't all of a sudden turn into great coaches or anything like that. I give the full credit to the players.
Next question for Coach. Does Arizona State University have plans to build a larger rink?
Well, they say they do. I mean, that's all I can. I've heard that before, but they say they do. They say they have plans and stuff like that.
And I keep hearing the two-year window. And we talked a lot about that with people around Arizona State University while we were down there, and that's the number or the window we kept hearing was that probably in a couple of years. So hopefully for them, I mean, that's obviously they have a great organization right there, well coached, as you said, from Coach Powers, and it would be good for them, obviously, and good for everybody going down there when they get a new rink.
Yeah.
So let's get to another question here for Coach Joe. First thing, Coach, congratulations and to you and the team on a couple of awesome wins at the GLI and bringing home the championship. You guys represent everything Michigan Tech Athletics should be. The alumni could not be prouder. Here is the first question. First, how big of a factor does the GLI play in helping Michigan Tech recruit?
Huge. With everybody. We use it with everybody. It's a big deal for us to have that venue every year, to have that opportunity. It's the most prestigious college hockey tournament that there is. It's the oldest, I believe. I don't know what the Bean Pod is, but it's
right there.
Yeah, it's right there. They're right there. So, it's vital. It's vital for us. We use it and the exposure we get out of it, success, any success we can have plays a big part in it as well.
Well, and no doubt about it. And you look at our roster right now, Coach. I mean, how many Detroit area kids we have, and you know, talking to the Pietilas and all these kids that are from there, they grew up watching Michigan Tech at the Great Lakes Invitational.
Yeah, that's a community though. I think with those guys, it's a huge deal for them. But we've been, you know, that's a big deal. People overlook. We have five cousins on our team with the Pietilas, Todd Killinan, Brian Hallinan, and David Risen, and that I know of, and there could be more. You don't know who else is tied in. That's a big deal for us. You know, I got asked a question by a reporter from USCHO about the rule changes and how they'll affect us, and I said, we don't really recruit young, with the exception of people who have ties that are talented and have ties to Michigan Tech, and I don't think the rules affect them. They certainly get recruited by their schools, but it's great that their heart, everything that those kids are raised by is based around Michigan Tech. It's just a great thing. And it's, you know, you look at Blake Pietila, the first Blake Pietila, Tanner Caro, Devin Caro, Blake Hietila, you know, all these guys that we're just so fortunate to have had play here.
Next question, Coach. This is from the same listener about the Great Lakes Invitational. Thirdly, suppose, hypothetically speaking, of course, that the Great Lakes Invitational moved to a smaller venue like Van Andel. Would that lessen the GLI's impact in recruiting?
I don't know that. I know we use it. I know we use the venue. I know we use those things, but I don't know if that would or not, to be honest with you. Those decisions are beyond me. Those are administrative decisions.
Next question for Coach. Coach do you have any connections with Andy Murray? Any chance of a non-conference series with Western Michigan? And we've had that question kind of pop up before.
I don't know, Andy. We've actually talked several times. They're recruited out, and part of what goes on there, what's happened with Western, is they want us to play there. And they don't necessarily want to play up here. Now, the last time I talked to Dave Shayek from there, he showed an interest in doing a one-and-one. But the one thing you face there is they're a Nacho team, NCHC, and they have Ferris State right there, and they have Bowling Green right there, and they have Michigan right there, and they have Michigan State right there, and you're limited at, what, 8, 10 non-conference games, whatever. So they can do those close home-and-home type deals mm-hmm. that seem to work a little bit better for them if they're going to do one for ones, but we've had opportunities to go down there. Now I have talked with Denver. We are talking with North Dakota. We are talking with Wisconsin. We're talking with, you know, cause we want to play the best teams possible always. So we have a lot of things in the, you know, in the fire right now for scheduling out that we're excited about.
Would that be another possibility of like, one with Northern, one with us, and by, you know, I mean, is that...
Well, I mean, we've wanted to do that.
Sure,
so
I understand.
We know that we're playing Clarkson the next two, and as of right now, when I was talking to Casey Jones, the coach at Clarkson, as of right now, we're going to tentatively try to work it in with St. Lawrence, even if it's on a 3-year cycle where we go there and play both of them, and then each of them come here after that, or something to that effect. We're going to try to do that, but we just have to get Northern to work with us on that. We've talked about it, but we've never been able to get to materialize.
Next question for Coach. Coach, Bowling Green likes to park a big body in front of the goalie on their power play, and they seem to score a lot from that spot. What is your philosophy on trying to move that guy with a defenseman or staying in a 4-man box instead?
Yeah, we'll look at it. We'll figure it out when we'll figure out what we're going to do.
Okay. Very good. We'll take a break. Be back with more. It's all part of the Joe Schott Hour here on Mix 93. If you're listening live on Monday or on Tuesday morning, you still have a chance to get that question in. DJ@themix93.com.
Today on Hey Culligan, smoother skin for the win. We've got Claire in Delaware.
Hey Culligan, the water in my shower makes my skin feel like I'm 90.
Okay, first off, Claire, are you 90?
No.
Okay, second, how do you feel about high-efficiency water softeners from Culligan? Actually, Claire, how do you feel about smoother skin and luxurious hair?
Oh my gosh, love it, have to have it.
OMG indeed, Claire. We're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at heyculligan.com.
Are you over crushing candy? Well, stop wasting your time and start having fun. Millions of Americans can't be wrong, so join the Best Fiends Obsession. It's a 5-star rated puzzle adventure game where you collect cute characters and solve thousands of fun puzzles. Start your adventure today and play Best Fiends. Download Best Fiends for free from the App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends.
Play Best Fiends. Download free.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Football Edition. This is how you say, game tonight. Bring Bud Light. Fantasy fees are due. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light, crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Buckles Party Store, where the party starts in Calumet. It's starting 2020 the same way they ended 2019, with store-wide savings in every aisle. All six packs of 16-ounce canned beer is on sale. All 2-liter products are 2 for $3. All 1.25 liters of pop are only 4 for $5. Stock up on Powerades, only 10 for 10. Make sure you and yours stay warm this winter with Q&A alpaca gear sold exclusively in Buckles Clothing Department. Save your bucks at Buckles Party Store, 5th Street in Calumet. All sales do not include taxes and deposit.
Welcome back here on the Joe Schott Hour on Mix 93 WKMJ. Still time to get your questions in at DJ@themix93.com. Lend a Paw is going to be on Friday night, and I know, Coach, you don't really have a whole lot as far as to do with the actual promotion of this, but I know you're very much for it. The Huskies will be wearing special jerseys that will be auctioned off, and people really eat this up because it's a one-time shot. They know the Huskies wore those jerseys, and it goes to a good cause, obviously.
Yeah, and Cruzy, he gets fired up about these things, Gary Cruzy. So anything we can do to help out entities within the community, we want to be part of it. So it'll be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's called Lend a Paw, and it'll be on Friday, and all of the Huskies will be wearing a special Lend a Paw jersey for that game. And the only thing I don't like about these games is that the names are not on the back of the jerseys. So Dirk has to actually use his abilities to recognize numbers and skating abilities.
Well, that's NCAA wise because they're auctioning. Probably these jerseys are probably sublimated, I'd imagine. There's probably not a ton of stitching on them. I don't know that. But if you put names on them, you have to put the name patches, and then you have to take them off.
Absolutely.
Because you're not allowed to give jerseys away with name patches on them.
So anyway, the bidding starts at $70 for these jerseys, and the bidding is going to be going on during the game, which is kind of cool. And people who can't make it to the game, so you're out of town and listening online or whatever, you can bid online for these jerseys as well. But the people who are at the game will have last bidding rights for that. And the Huskies have already raised like $3,200 in these promotions this year. So we're really looking forward to this and want people to get out there and buy these jerseys that are going to be auctioned off, which is pretty cool.
I have a question for you. Do you know what the, not to change gears, but to change gears a little bit, how was the attendance? Like, the attendance seemed really good at the GLI.
I thought so too. I didn't hear any numbers yet.
Because it was from our vantage point, it looked like just a great atmosphere this year.
Yeah, and it was a tremendous atmosphere, and I thought that it was a loud crowd, both games, and for these games being so early in the day, which, you know, obviously doesn't help, I thought it was really good.
Yeah, it was great, and then we had, I would just want to point out as well, we're so appreciative of all the people that we saw in Arizona. Like, when we looked across the ice, we were louder than they were. I know that, that the tickets were bought early in the summer for alumni and things like that, and we had a great following, but it was, that right there is something that we really sell as well in recruiting, is the following that we have. You know, how important the program is to the university, because that's a big deal. That's a big deal.
Yeah, it is. And you must talk to so many alumni when you're on these trips, hey, Coach. I mean,
not too many on this one, because everything was going on when we were active in things that we had to do, and sure. we were driving vans, so I couldn't leave and have somebody else drive players around. I had to be available to make sure that we were getting players into where they had to go in Arizona. But at the GLI, for sure, so, you know, tons and tons and tons. There were a lot of activities that I attended and really enjoyed it.
It seemed like the guys in Arizona really enjoyed their time there, not just the games, obviously, but the beautiful weather and
the players.
Yeah,
the players. Oh, for sure. Yeah, they were renting the scooters and going down to the to the restaurants and things like that. They were now, and they were renting them on their own, just so people know that they had these little scooters outside of all over every establishment. I think I don't know how they operate it, how it works, and how you pay for it, if it's on a credit card or not. But you get on a scooter and you can go for a ride, and then they charge you by a base rate and then by the minute. So guys were going to restaurants and things like that on their scooters. So, yeah, it was a really good time.
What I really appreciate, you know, I know I'm getting old, and every year I'm there's a bigger gap between me and these players that are on this team. But what I really appreciate is how much connoisseurs they are of, you know, restaurants when they're on the road. They know where they want to go, and they take advantage of that.
Yeah, they're so savvy on these phones. I mean, they're so savvy on these phones. They have everything down. You ask a question, and I don't look at a staff member or something for the answer. I look at one of the players to, hey, can you tell me this? And they're right on. What's the weather today? And it's 68 and sunny and high 71. You know, they know it all. They're on top of everything. And I like that. I like that about our guys.
Well, absolutely. And what's amazing to me is how nice, polite this team is. Every Huskies team I've ever been involved with, that's what I hear. But this one seems to be special. And just the way the hotel staff, you know, really said how much they appreciate the guys.
Yeah, the guy, the chef coming in and talking to the guys and telling them, it's like that everywhere we go, that the guys are polite, you know, they're always thanking the bus driver when they're getting off the bus for a ride. It's a good group of guys. The culture is good. They're taking care of each other. They're thinking about other people, and that's kind of half the battle when you start getting that mentality. Then you're playing for more than just yourself. I've said it before. It's easy to, even in any situation, an animal, anything will flee danger unless they're protecting another. You know what I mean? Protecting their young or whatever. Then they'll dig in, and then they'll go right to the death. And when you're doing things for others, it always means so much more. When you're doing it for yourself, it's easy to quit on yourself. Really hard to look someone that you love and respect in the eye and them look back at you and you know that you didn't give your all. Our guys give their all, and I'm extremely proud of that.
Another question sent in, Coach. How much did having the full roster over these four games help you succeed versus the limited travel roster for the WCHA?
I'm actually going to talk to the players that didn't play about that. That's something I want to get their feedback on. Everything, you know, you have to communicate everything and we try to make them part of most every decision we make. And I'm going to ask them that. Would they rather, if it's known they're not going to play, do they want to come? Or would they rather, you know, stay home a little bit longer than come up here and skate, or how would they rather do it? Because you want to make sure that it's a positive environment. It seems to be a positive environment. They seem to enjoy it and appreciate it. But you don't know today, nowadays, you just don't know if they think, I'd rather not even be here if I'm not playing. You would hope that wouldn't be the case, but you don't know. You know, I've seen things in the last, in the last 5, 6 years, 7 years that, you know, are different than when we grew up.
Well, everybody's background is different too. Their mentality towards the whole thing, I would imagine. And when the team is having success, it might make it even more difficult when you're not in the lineup.
Yeah, the question's legitimate. We have to cover ourselves to injury. We have to be cognizant of things now that are playing into it, such as pairwise. You know, last year we're trying to really evaluate moving forward. Right now we're playing for a national tournament opportunity, so that we have to be cognizant of those things, which may or may not dictate the roster in some ways. And the other side of it is we want to keep guys growing. You know, you, if they're too long at home in a way, then they come back, they never have a chance of getting back in the lineup. Mm-hmm. So at least here they're on the ice every day and we're still working with them. But I want to get their feedback on it and the feedback of the whole group, because I want to make sure that it's a positive environment and endeavor for the team. That's what it needs to be, good for the team as a whole. And I think bringing everybody is, in a lot of ways, but you still have to make sure that the players feel that way for their, you know, for their mental psyche.
And I don't notice any separation in the guys off the ice. It seemed like everybody's still, you know, one team.
Yeah, it's been a great group. It's been an absolutely phenomenal group to work with. And again, I attribute that to to Ray and Smitty and Seamus and now we have Bots in there. But outside of that, you can see Blisser. Blisser is leading as well. You hear him talking to Blake Pedla and you got, you know, Paratino thing. All these guys, Jerusik is a good leader. Badoon does a good job. You know, they all these upperclassmen have that in them. There's very few that I would say that I don't see, you know, I see where that person's a follower and he doesn't, you know, we really got to keep an eye on that individual. It's a great group of guys. And, we're just trying to, you know, we just try to get the people that seem to have the most influence. I think in the locker room, the guy that has, I mean, there's no question about it. Smitty controls the locker room. There's absolutely no question about that. It's his locker room. He controls it and he's done a great job doing it. And again, Ray leads. He's an example leader. He's not a big vocal leader type of guy. He's a guy that does every little thing right, is always prepared, goes over the top on his commitment level, his dedication to the program, and that's the example we get out of him.
Can you talk a little bit about, we haven't really had a chance to yet, about putting the extra letters out there for the guys, and Smitty getting the seal on with Ray Bryce and the other guys?
Yeah, I think Smitty earned that because of what I just said. You know, he's a locker room guy, and we have had the situation where I don't honestly know how. I think it's probably difficult. It's got to be difficult on Ray, even though we talked about in the past, if he's not in the lineup for whatever reason. He is. He emulates Michigan Tech hockey through and through. He deserves. Culture was my number one issue going into this year, personally, and he was everything that we want guys to look at and say, that's what we want to be. That's exactly the individual, the dedication, the commitment level. That's exactly what we want. The individual who I think has the most influence on the others on the team, I don't think it ever, the players say the same thing, is Smitty. He influences, and he's done that, and he's done a great job for us in that regards. So he deserved having the letter put on him. Botts just seems to have a following. He seems to have that quiet following, where I think that he is he's a captain, potentially a captain in the making, and I think he needed to be a part of things moving forward. You know, had needed to be a part and start taking on some of that responsibility. Now, if we wanted to add it, it could have been Blisser. It could have been, like I said, it could have been several other individuals. As well, Todd Killinan's a tremendous leader. I mean, that kid doesn't do anything wrong at any time. He's a tremendous leader, tremendous young man. As are most of the guys on the team, but, we put the letter on Botts because he has a presence on and off the ice in the locker room. He seems to have a quiet, calm. And when I watch him, you know what he's got? He's got a lot of Reed Sturrus in him. He has the ability to get guys, like if he says something, it gets a response because he doesn't say very much. But he seems to have that presence to do that, where Smitty talks a lot, you know what I mean? But Botts doesn't talk very much. Really, Smitty does his talking for him probably in a lot of ways. But when he does say something, it's usually when I hear it is on the bench, and it does mean a lot. Whether it's geared at me or geared at somebody else, it carries weight. So he's certainly in that capacity, and that's why we did that.
Coach, what kind of weekend do you think it's going to be, Friday and Saturday night against a very good Bowling Green State team?
I think it's going to be a great weekend. You know,
that kind of
thing? Oh, yeah, it always is. And as a rule, the officiating is different. There's a lot more let go against Bowling Green, because if they called everything when you're playing Bowling Green, there'd be 30 penalties in the game, for sure. I mean, that's the way they play. I don't know why that is. The game, excuse me, should be called the same all the time, but it's not when we're playing against them. So it's going to be a physical series. They're going to come in snarly, which is good, because we want our main objective. We have to position ourselves and have ourselves ready to be the best team we can be at the end of the year. We have to take care of business and win games and do our jobs, but we have to be as well prepared as we can at the end of the year. So we need these games, these hard games, these home and home series with Northern Michigan. We need, you know, every game. We need them all. But we have to, I get excited with these to see how we perform. Who shows up? Who's impactive? Who gets it done when you need to get it done the most? Cause those are the guys that will rely on big time when it comes to crunch.
And you look at, the short week again here, Coach, you mentioned it a little bit earlier in the show here, but you do kind of have to condense everything, right, getting ready for that.
Yeah,
Friday
we
game.
Do things a little differently for the last few weeks and the next couple of weeks. A lot of our teaching will be one-on-one. Our system stuff will be one-on-one. It'll be or working with a line on adjustments or on individual tactics that might work or things that have to improve in certain areas. It's a lot of one-on-one. We still do our prep video and things like that, but a lot of our attention, so we don't overly, you know, indulge them in a very short time, is focused on one-on-one type stuff.
Well, the games are Friday and Saturday night. Remember, Len DePauw game is on Friday night. Big promotions going on all weekend as the students will try to, we'll start to trickle back, into the, Copper Country coming back from break, and hopefully we'll get some of those, students at the games on Friday and Saturday night. But we want the community to really come out. Michigan Tech is playing really well right now. They're going to have a ton of, ton on their plate with Bowling Green coming in here. It's going to be a great series. 7:07 on Friday night, 6:07 on Saturday night. We'll have the broadcast for you starting at 6:30 on Friday and 5:30 on Saturday. And I'm still loving these early starts on Saturday. So make sure you get your tickets. Go to buyhuskiestickets.com. And you can get them there, or you can call 487-2073 and talk to Aaron at the box office, central ticket office there at Michigan Tech. Or you can go to, what was the other one? Buyhuskiestickets.com. Or you can just stop on by there, of course, and get them. So 7:07 Friday night, 6:07 on Saturday night. Coach, welcome back, and good luck this weekend. Really looking forward to it.
Thanks, Dirk.
All right, Head Coach Joe Sean here on Mix 93 WKMJ. That is the Joe Sean Hour. Thank you to all of our sponsors here on the Joe Sean Hour. We really appreciate it. And if you're a business owner and that would like to be advertised on the Joe Sean Hour, just give our studios a call at 482-3700, and we'll take care of you. The Joe Sean Hour here on Mix 93 WKMJ. We'll see you at the games this weekend. Go Huskies.